epic rap battles of history! Darth Vader versus Adolf Hitler! Begin!
I am Adolf Hitler! Command of the Third Reich! Little known fact, also 2 points a mic! You are Vader, with your little boots and cape, and helmet to cover up that burnt-ass face! You have the force to move objects! I am a force truly evil, even went back in time and turned you back as a prequel! Cause look at you, you're not even a real person! I preferred you in Spaceballs, the Rick Moranis version!
You can't rhyme against the dark side of the force, why even bother? So many dudes been with your mom, who even knows if I'm your father? You're a pissed-off little prick, with a Napoleon dick! You call that a mustache? I call that dirty Sanchez on your lip, you bitch! Let me remind you who you're messing with. Everything that you did, I'm the motherfucker who invented it. I'm the original Dark Lord, you're like the Sorcerer's Apprentice. My soul troopers make yours look like someone took a piece of shit and cloned it.
You stink, Vader! Your star smells something sour! You need to wash up, dog! Here, step in my shower! I'll turn all your friends against you, just my speeches breed haters. What's your lightsaber versus a clan of all your white neighbors?
Suck my robot balls! Now take a step back and let me freeze yours off. A little carbonite bath for your goof-stepping ass. We'll call my homeboy in Israel, see who got the last laugh.
Who won? Who's next? You decide! Epic Rap Battles of the City!
Hello, welcome to episode 4 of the Blaster Bolt from the Blue podcast. My name is Jake Peterson, and with me today are...
Tyrus Odin.
Taryn Tarandell.
Alright, now, over the last few days we've been watching E3, and we've probably built up some strong opinions about various things. Anybody want to start with what they want? What's your impression, first impressions on the E3, like, was this a good E3, bad E3?
Well, for Microsoft, it was kind of terrible.
I didn't see the Microsoft conference. What was so bad about it?
Kinect everywhere.
Yeah, alright. Yeah, that's good enough to call it terrible.
Yeah, that's the only part of E3 that I saw, because Time Warner's been out of here. But yeah, it was all about Kinect. They opened up good, though, with Modern Warfare 3.
And Mass Effect 3.
Mm-hmm.
But even that had Kinect support.
Yeah.
Seriously, Kinect support on... does that mean move support on the PS3 version?
No, because it's an audio thing, not a gameplay thing.
Okay.
So, it's really not that bad, but it's still... Like, why would you put it there? It's completely optional, but I don't understand why they put it there.
Because they want to have a big Kinect thing on the box of the one of the biggest games of next year?
It's not going to change anyone.
So, what was your favorite games that were revealed?
Well, let's wait till after the Sony and the Nintendo conferences for that.
Okay, well then let's talk about Sony then. Did anybody besides me see Sony? No.
Nope. So you talk about it.
All right. They start out with the apology for the whole PSN mess.
Of course,
which that was giant fiasco. I don't. But according to the press conference, they're up to 90% of what pre-hacking traffic on the PSN.
Well, so, duh! You take it away from a month, and everybody wants to go back.
Yeah, but then, well, everybody was assuming, oh, everybody's gonna go sell their PS3 because this is BS, and they shouldn't have to deal with it. So apparently not. Apparently that didn't happen, which I didn't really expect it to anyway.
And no one's going to sell the PS3 just because services have been disrupted. That's kind of silly.
There's a lot of really silly people out there.
Yeah, I was getting mad at a lot of people on Twitter saying, like, PS3 sucks because of this. It's not the PS3. It's an online service.
Yeah.
PS3 still does everything except PSN. I guess you could exclude that.
Yeah, I used that opportunity to get a whole bunch of single-player trophies. I didn't, so... For a trophy whore like myself, that was a good opportunity. Sony press conference, Sly 4 was announced about Sly Thieves in Time, just abbreviated to Sly Tit.
Well, we kind of expected something because of the trailer and the Sly Collection, right?
Yeah, we kind of did, but that's not Sly 4. I'm thinking Sly 4 might be a Sucker Punch production. Sly Thieves in Time is Sanzaru, the people who did the the people who did the collection, who made the collection. And I'm not very stoked on the on Sanzaru making a full Sly game, because the only new content they made for the Sly collection was the mini games, which was really bad. Like, even with a controller, yeah, they were just...
But aren't Sucker Punch busy doing whatever?
No, Infamous 2 just came out, and that was their last... That was the game they've been working on for the last 2 years. So, they should be open soon to start work on Sly 4, hopefully.
Yeah, I guess they should probably be able to do it.
So, Jake, did you change your mind about Assassin's Creed after those trailers?
That Ubisoft trailer? Nah, it didn't really change my mind all that much. Well, I still want to play 2, but just never get around to it.
I think that cinematic that they should...
Did Ubisoft have anything other than Assassin's Creed? Because I didn't see anything else.
They had Far Cry 3, which looked pretty interesting.
Oh yeah, Far Cry 3 is going to be great.
That HD God of War collection sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's the PSP versions.
God of War?
Yeah, I like God of War.
I love God of War.
Yeah, but isn't it getting a bit too much now?
No.
Well, considering that I haven't played either of those games, I think I might actually get that one.
Yeah, okay, I played
Ghost of Sparta, which was alright, and I've heard a lot of really good things about Chains of Olympus, so...
Yeah, they're just short because it's PSP, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess two of them for the price of one HD makes sense.
Yeah.
It's on one Blu-ray disc.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, I'm thinking that I should get that in the collection, so I have the whole thing on PS3. And then, because I already have 3.
What about Uncharted 3?
Uncharted 3 looked pretty awesome.
I have to be there.
Did y'all see the Tomb Raider?
I've heard
yes,
good
it did.
Things,
it's called Uncharted.
I wasn't too into that Tomb Raider thing. And
Uncharted's done everything Tomb Raider's ever done and done it better, so what's the point of caring about Tomb Raider anymore?
It has the potential to be good, right? I mean, the last...
Every game has the potential to be good, but will it live up to that potential?
Well, I haven't seen anything of it yet.
So, how about that PS Vita? Vita. Who cares? It's Vita. Sounds retarded.
So far I think it's pretty cool, especially because it seems to be like a great all-around media device, as long as Sony doesn't mess it up, like with the PSP.
Yeah, with the... Yeah, I'm really liking the price point of $250. I was expecting like at least $300 out of Sony, because that's what they like to do, but apparently they learned their lesson with the PS3 and the PSP Go.
Just bummed about it being on AT&T.
Oh, I'm not even getting the 3G version.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
3G's kind of useless.
Yeah, the Wi-Fi version's $249, and the 3G's $299, right?
It's either $299 or $349. I've heard conflicting reports. The PSP.
I've heard $299.
It looks pretty nice, I mean...
Well, it does look basically like a PSP, but with an even bigger screen.
And better graphics and stuff. I was really liking the whole Uncharted on PSP 2 until they said that the same people made the Siphon Filter on PSPs, which were mediocre at best.
Well, who knows? I mean, on PSP, you only had one, like, analog stick, and you could...
Yeah,
that is a major problem.
Yeah, that's the best part. Like, they could start digging back to their PS2 shooter archives. Not much of it, but and putting those out, maybe. I don't know.
I didn't see they showed anything about Battlefield 3.
Yeah, they showed a multiplayer gameplay thing, and I tweeted about this that it looks too real to be real.
I don't know. Like on Twitter, I didn't see anything anyone was saying.
That's because it's been completely spammed by every E3.
I
kind of helped with that. I'm sorry, anybody who got annoyed at me during the conferences.
I follow a lot of geeky people, and believe me, like, I didn't even bother with Twitter. Mostly because I was worried about spoilers before I saw, like, a rerun of E3.
Yeah.
But, damn, like, my timeline wouldn't even load. I can't believe Twitter didn't crash.
I'm thinking they, like, must have rented extra servers for E3 or something. Because I don't think they're going to keep up this much tweet tolerance. Fuck, I don't have any words for this.
But when I would actually read, what was going on in my timeline, it was like amazing because everybody was like in unison about the same thing. It was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like everyone's like no, forget that, and then someone else is like, that looks like shit, and then I'm like, oh, something bad must be on TV right now.
But yeah, I was just sitting there like you.
I still haven't seen anything about that. I just know the
name.
It's
another Nintendo system with a gimmick.
The gimmick is completely optional this time.
I don't know if you guys care about it.
Looks like an okay gimmick, but my big problem is that they're going to be releasing current-gen hardware, and then in 2 or 3 years after that launches, they'll get completely blown out of the water again by Microsoft and Sony.
Exactly. Yeah, but when, like, Nintendo's in a really bad situation now because their hardware is so old. What can they do for the next 2 or 3 years? They really can't just dump the Wii.
Yeah, they
can support the 3DS.
But you need this. You need a proper system. The 3DS is a portable.
What was Skyward Sword going to be released on?
Wii.
The Wii?
Yeah.
Straight up Wii?
Yeah, it's going to be a Wii game. It uses the Motion Plus, which doesn't the Wii U have backwards compatibility too anyway?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does.
All right.
I wish it... Does it go all the way to GameCube?
That's a good question.
Maybe.
Anything about a Smash Bros. Game?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be launching on 3DS and Wii U simultaneously. This may be wrong, but I think I heard that it was going to be cross-system play with them, too.
I think you may be right. But I doubt that would work properly.
Alright, Wii U will not feature GameCube compatibility.
But that makes no sense.
Well, that's when they pull out Virtual Console and say, now, with a new system, we're launching with GameCube Virtual Console. You can buy games that you could buy on Amazon for $5 for 15 or 20.
That makes so much marketing sense, but everyone's going to hate that.
I think the next generation of smartphones will have, like, PlayStation 2 and GameCube emulators on it.
Well, depending on where you look, they already do.
Yeah, but not all the way to PS2, but, like, I have a GBA emulator on my phone.
The highest I got, like, on anything, I mean, my laptop, I have an N64 emulator on it.
I have a GameCube and PS2 emulator on mine.
Wow.
I don't have any emulators, because I just don't really care.
My phone, it can run a PlayStation 1 emulator, but it works like shit.
But it can do it.
Yeah, I could do it, yeah. Anyway,
couldn't run an Atari 2600 emulator.
Really? What kind of phone do you have?
A flip phone. Just a basic run-of-the-line flip phone. Well, if I want to play games on the go, that's when I bring my PSP. I'm probably one of the few people left who regularly plays their PSP.
Well, I've been using mine to play the original Metal Gear Solid after I bought it a couple of months ago. I just started playing it now.
Metal Gear Solid, that HD collection.
It doesn't have
one
on it.
So it
yeah, but it has...
Oh, part one.
It doesn't have one. It has 2, 3, and Peace Walker. Which I already own Peace Walker and have, like, 30 hours locked
in 3D with another analog stick.
That's a big deal for me.
Yeah, because it handles like shit on the PSP.
Yeah.
So has anybody looked at that TV that Sony revealed? They revealed a really like a $500 3D TV.
Yeah, and then someone Reddit posted, "Oh, someone's already done this before, just using standard 3D glasses."
Oh, well, the price isn't that crazy. Yeah, that's reasonable.
It's $500 for a 24-inch monitor, I think. I don't know American prices for monitors, so you guys, what do you say?
Well, let's see. 3D-capable monitor.
I mean, I've got, like, a crappy Sanyo 32-inch, and I bought it for, like, $300, so...
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. But it's still kind of expensive on just standard monitor size at 24 inches.
Yeah. I'm legally blind in one eye, so 3D's never worked for me.
Yeah, go get that eye fixed. 3D's the future.
The red and blue 3D glasses have never worked on me, but those...
Polarized?
Those work to an extent.
I haven't even tried the polarized anything because there's no 3D theaters around. I don't know anybody with a 3D TV.
What about those other glasses that are basically like the red and blue ones, but they're just black? Those are just annoying because they take away all the color.
Yeah.
Well, you're basically wearing sunglasses in a dark theater.
Watching a movie in the dark with sunglasses.
And that just ruins all everything.
I think we could all say that we hate 3D here.
I haven't seen it enough to hate it yet, but I can say I'm not very enthused about it.
Yeah. Well, just based on movies, it ruins movies.
Seriously.
Alright, so Nintendo. Anybody have anything they want to say about Nintendo? Besides bashing more on the Wii U?
Well,
we can do that too.
Well, what really annoyed me is that they focused entirely on the controller and didn't bother to make, like, they didn't make sense that it was a new console. They just said, oh, look at this new controller we have.
Yeah, I know, they didn't give, like, any specs at all, like, not even comparing it to current systems. Like, they didn't even say, the only way that you can tell that's comparable to current systems is because, Ass Creed and,
Metro Last Light and Darkstalkers 2. That's like, at first I was like,
really? There's Darkstalkers 2? I didn't see that.
Yeah. And it's coming on the Wii. Wait, not Darkstalkers. I forgot.
Darksiders 2.
Derp.
Because I was about to say.
Yeah, I get the two confused all the time.
Yeah, it's really easy to get a big, burly, silent dude, you know,
mixed up with chicks with huge tits.
Exactly.
See, you were about to get...
I've gotten MVC3 and I completely suck at it.
You should challenge me. I just got my internet back and it's... Yeah, I'm dying to just, like, murder someone.
Well, problem is, AE, like, Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition came out, like, literally today, so expect MVC3 to be abandoned for a little while.
I don't care. I just got from Gamefly. I wanted to. My plan was to play Terry a few times and then send it back.
I have. How many achievements do you have on yours, Tarek?
For what? MVC3?
Yes.
I think I'm at like. I have 3 left.
Wow. I'm pretty much. I have 83%. I just can't get those challenge trophies.
Oh my god, those are so hard.
Seriously.
Like the last couple of each one.
Oh my god. I felt like I sucked because one time my ex-girlfriend was playing it and she got like a challenge I couldn't get and I was like, yeah, I just didn't try because...
Just beginner's luck.
I was just... My fingers were hurting all day because I've been playing online. But yeah, she was better than me at those. I guess...
So how about that 3DS?
Shut up.
Wow.
No 3DS.
No. Everything they announced for it was so cool. Like Star Fox 64 3D, Luigi's Mansion 2.
Star Fox jumping into his R-Wing looked exactly like Sly Cooper. Like, they just had it still, and it looked exactly like Sly Cooper.
I don't really care about 3DS. I played one. Have you ever gotten hands-on with one?
No,
my
I
friend
have.
Has,
I want
I've
to.
Played it a little bit, and, Super Street Fighter 4, I suck as bad at that as I do at every fighting game, so, and that was the only game he had, so.
Oh, it's much better on consoles. I'm just gonna say that without even trying.
Of course. One thing, like, if I had a 3DS, I would never use the 3D capability. It hurts my eyes, and, like, if you move your head a little bit,
it goes
like,
away.
It screws everything up, and you're just watching this blurry ass game. So,
yeah, it is pretty gimmicky, but I'm sure someone will come up with a good use for it later on.
Hopefully. And it's heavy as hell.
It is pretty heavy. Mass Effect 3, I don't care. Do you guys?
No.
I care. I care a lot, but I like Mass Effect 1 more than Mass Effect 2.
What, you like having to mess around with all that inventory? I've played Knights of the Republic, and it seems like it's the same kind of inventory.
I like that. I liked having 20 weapons that were all essentially similar, as opposed to Mass Effect 3 or Mass Effect 2, where you had like 5 guns and that was it. I got annoyed.
Halo? No one cares about Halo, right?
It's not all that Playo.
I was kind of surprised by Halo 4.
Yeah.
I guess it'll, like...
Well, it's about time they announced it.
Yeah.
I didn't see it coming at all.
It's going to be like...
Neither did I, but...
Like, it will be cool. We're all going to get hyped for it, and then when it comes out...
Well, I don't care about Halo, and I never have, so fuck Halo 4 and fuck the remake. Of course, my little brother's commenting. Josh, shut up. enjoy this song that I still haven't picked out. Enjoy whatever Terry puts in, because I have no idea.
Remember like a lock in your vibe. My name is Dipsy Chris, having the time of my life. Turn the mic and the dynamite like a city mic, right? I got the beats and I got the flavor. An arc to my fart like the arc got raiders. I'm making paper, you're making excuses. You're abusing glue sticks, sorry but the shoe fits. Your work's called a nuisance, I'm a new artist. Only got the funds cause I'm working the hardest. So if you hate a beat, need to chill real soon. Take a hammer to your grill like a Modat suit. I got a Lego head grill, smoke too much too. Kicking ass with the stash from a Fu Manchu too. Blue tattoos that used to be black. You a bad nut. I mean, you can open the show. You got a girl like Chiahoma with a head full of home. I'm like baseball card, but with MP3s. A rock bicycle, sports just a joke MC. See you right up on my grip like I got the gong, yo. Let me hit the bong slow. What I say, wrong, bro. This is for the haters, they got something to prove. If they didn't hate a music, they had nothing to do. Watch your body slam a noob on the hard concrete. I make a living mutant over hardcore beats.
Hello, welcome back to segment 2, and we're going to go right into what have you been consuming, watching, playing, reading, whatever.
I have been consuming food.
Ha. You get to make that joke once.
Okay, never again. Well, how about you, Jake? What have you been doing?
I've been recently getting back into catching up with all the Star Wars books I've missed over the last few months because I just was doing other stuff, but now I'm getting back into all that stuff. So I'm reading Knight Errant, which is pretty good, and set right before the new Sith Wars where Darth Bane took over.
Neither of us understood anything you were talking about.
Well, hopefully some of the listeners will, and if not, there's a place called Wikipedia, Wikipedia, where you can go.
Wikipedia.
Yeah. Yes.
I have been playing Skate 3 because I'm a poser.
Skate 2 was fun.
Yeah,
I played the demo and I couldn't get my head around the flick of controls, so I said fuck this and never played it again.
I actually liked it because being a skater in real life, like the way those like parallel with real skateboard moves, the like analog flicks and stuff, it's pretty awesome and realistic. Like that's what you'd be doing with your foot, you know, if that makes any sense to y'all. I don't know if y'all have ever
That makes sense to us all.
Okay. There's just one thing I miss from Tony Hawk games to skate games is wall plants. And the fact that you could do like crazy shit that no man could ever do in Tony Hawk games.
Putting plants in a wall? Sounds boring.
Oh my god. Well,
literally was fun.
Well, Skate 3 is trying to be
realistic. That's all I can get out of this, because I haven't played it, and neither have you, so what's the point of trying to pretend we know what he's talking about?
I thought maybe you'd be familiar with, like, actual skateboarding. I've also been watching an anime called Bubblegum Crisis. I bought it at a pawn shop. It's terrible, and
Isn't that the one that's on, whatchamacallit?
Well, I just feel bad because I suggested it to somebody to watch, and it's just shit. The English dubbing, really. I mean, the show's not that bad. It's cheap. It's from 2002, you know. What do you expect? But one thing is, like, don't watch it in English. Like, seriously.
That bad?
You cringe just watching it in Japanese, but like you're gonna just turn it off if it's in English.
Alright, so, another anime I'll ignore.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if ignore it, but just watch it in Japanese, the way it was meant to be.
Well, I've been busy studying for an exam, so I didn't really have much time to do anything.
Alright, that sounds like fun. What exam?
Religion. Woo!
Oh, we talked about this on the history of Islamic people, of the faith of Islamic people.
Yeah. I passed. Yay.
Alright, good. That's all you really need to do.
I bought a vinyl recently. I'm thinking I'm going to start collecting vinyls.
Fucking hipster, get the hell off this podcast.
No!
What did you get?
Do not call me a hipster. But I got Oracular Spectacular by MGMT. I got it because it was a great value.
Yeah.
Like, well, the only reason I'd ever buy a vinyl is if I could sell it on eBay for good profit.
Well, here's the thing. I bought the Bioshock Special Edition on Xbox 360 just because it was like $30 at Walmart because it had a damaged box. And I opened it and it had that freaking beautiful vinyl in there. And then coincidentally, I ordered like some bundle for a band called Mindless Self-Indulgence. And it came with a vinyl, so I'm like, okay, I have two vinyls. This is pretty sweet. And then
do you have anything to play them on?
I do, so...
Oh, okay. Aha. Well, then there might be a point.
Yes, but I'm not going to play them.
The Protoman, their first vinyl comes out tomorrow.
Probably still need to get into the Protoman, because I like the songs I've heard. I just never bothered to find a CD or something.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's only about, like, $10 for both, like each album's $10, but the album, the vinyl album comes out tomorrow after the 9th, and I want it.
Alright, well, you can have it if you pay enough money to have it shipped into Jordan or Dubai or wherever the hell you are.
Abu Dhabi.
Yes, that one.
Dhabi. It's Abu Dhabi.
Well, that's what you get when you try to translate something from one system from one alphabet to another.
Jason.
Yeah.
Special guest appearance from my little brother, Josh. Josh, be nice.
Hey.
Hello.
This is kind of awkward.
I have no idea what to say.
Yeah, me either. Well, anyways, I'm going to give it back to Jake because this is awkward.
Well, why the hell did you come on then?
Special guest, Josh Peterson, everybody! Give him a round of applause.
I'm so leaving that in.
Yes! I'll make sure he listens to this. He didn't know he could feel awkward for people on the internet. Apparently I gave out his name so he's not anonymous anymore. Bleep his name, just do it for the hell of it.
Yeah. I'll
find him if they look at my Facebook or whatever, but...
Everyone will think his name is like, fuck shit or something. Because I...
I'm sorry about my brother being such a horrible guest, but I don't think I have any choice but to leave him in. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Josh, shut up.